This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
Big news, by the way, everybody. If you did 23andMe, delete your information, delete your DNA, delete your account. And this is not just good old fashioned TikTok paranoia saying to do this, it's every reputable news site. And
so, what's happening?
The reason why, if you did 23andMe, that you got to delete your stuff is because 23andMe is going bankrupt.
Okay.
And get sold off literally piece by piece to the smallest bidder. That includes DNA information. Now, I have instructions on how to delete your DNA off of 23andMe.
Okay.
If anybody's
but
interested.
But why? What is the problem with our... I don't understand why we need to delete it.
What's the problem? They have your DNA. They can clone you. They can do stuff with your...
Well, 23andMe could have done that the whole time.
I know, but now that they're bankrupt, they have to sell it to a different company. No one knows what that other company is going to do or what they want it for.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Right.
In the news. You don't know who's going to buy 23andMe, so you don't know who's going to have access to all of your DNA information. So it could be a foreign company. It could be any number of things. So they're saying, listen, just do it now while you can. We should post this graphic that I found here, Kevin.
Okay.
It's an 8-step process. I'm not going to walk you through
eight
it now.
Steps.
I'm with Katie on this. What are they going to do?
A lot of things.
No one's going to clone Gavin.
You don't know
right.
that.
No one's going to clone Katie.
They could clone you guys, have that clone commit crimes, and then guess what? They check their DNA, and since each person's DNA is specific to that person, like no one can clone it except for your own DNA, they will arrest you.
There's privacy violations. Sharing your DNA data raises concerns over who might have access to it. That's what's really happening here with this 23andMe bankruptcy. There's data breaches. Genetic testing companies are potential targets for hackers that could steal your information. There's discrimination. Employers or insurance companies could potentially use genetic information to discriminate against you.
Oh, see, now that is a concern for me.
There's unforeseen consequences. I think this is what Kevin's talking about with cloning. genetic testing can reveal information that you might not be prepared to handle, such as an unexpected family connections or genetic predispositions to diseases. And then there's law enforcement. You could get wrongfully fingered for a crime, you know. But listen, come on. Is it naive of me to keep saying that?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think 23andMe is a white people thing. I really don't. Because the minorities in my life all say,
Right.
No. You cannot have my DNA, including Kevin.
Right.
Well, Kevin's would be pretty boring. He's 100% Vietnamese.
Excuse me,
there's more
no.
to 23andMe than just
I know, but
that's your heritage.
That's true.
They know your genetic build. You guys gave your DNAs to 23andMe. Now, I don't even know if I'm with the real Gavin and Katie.
Why would we believe that just deleting it makes it go away? Like, there's a thing called the cloud. I don't know what it is. Nobody does.
Right.
But I feel pretty strongly that 23andMe has it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because it does seem like if you want to delete anything, you have to do at least 2 steps to do it. But in order to... I'm just saying what the news is saying. Maybe we should do it. But I mean, I like looking at it every once in a while and being like,
"I do too."
Oh, I mean, 65%
I'm looking at all my
Italian.
Cousins that I didn't know I had.
Right, right. I like knowing that.
I have a third cousin, and their name is H. Van Bergen.
Oh, boy.
That's nice.
Of the Van Bergens.
That's pretty
out?
Cool.
Have I reached out and said what?
Right. So this information, useless.
It is pretty useless. Although every time I log on, I always like when I see I have a DNA family match, I'm always like, am I about to find out I have a sister?
I found out I had a first cousin on 23andMe.
What?
Yeah. A first cousin that I didn't know about. Now the guy's like 50 and doesn't live near me, but I mean, we
what
talked.
What difference is that? You did?
Yeah, because you can message through 23andMe too. A friend of my wife found out that his mom was not his biological mom on 23andMe. Yeah, we're going to miss all this stuff. We're going to miss all this.
Right, we're going to give all this up. So, I got to tell you. Now, granted, look at me, but when I look at my family matches, 23andMe is for white people.
All right. Well, 23andMe, we salute you. You were fun, apparently, for white people. And everybody, delete your information off 23andMe before, as Kevin says, we all get cloned or turned into biological weapons somehow.
Okay, they could maybe, like, make a super army.
Oh my God.
Look at the two of us. We're not part of a super anything.
I do not mean with us.